The Bible begins by naming the great sin. You remember what it is? The great sin is to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. To come to that place where you think you know who's good and who's evil, or what's good and what's evil. That's the great sin. So we hear in the gospel today, this man, wishing to justify himself, says to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" It sounds so reasonable. It sounds like somebody who knows what's right. But he's got it all wrong. He's got it all wrong. See, if you're going to ask the question, should you stop and help somebody? Do I have to help my neighbor if they're good to me? Sure. If they treat me badly, do I have to? You can just get lost. And we've done it for 1,000 years, been lost to who's my neighbor? Does someone who hurt me, are they my neighbor? Do I have to help people who hurt me? It's the wrong question. I want you to spend this week asking yourself over and over again each day, who is my neighbor? It's the right question. But hopefully we'll do away with the idea that we have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and we've got the answers. Instead, I'd like you to think about this. You've been traveling along a road and are stopped and beaten and robbed and left for dead, laying in a ditch. Who would you refuse help from? Who would you say if they came up and wanted to help you so you could live? No, leave me alone. That's who your neighbor is. The one you would refuse no help from. See, if we're ready to die to sin, to die to our own devices, to our own knowledge that I know the path, I know what's good and evil, I know what God wants. If we're going to die to that and we have the opportunity to be saved, do we really ask, what's your nationality? What's your religion? What are your beliefs? Are you on my side? Are you against me? Don't we just take the help? Don't we just say, thank you for stopping? A Jewish man is laying in the ditch dead, and his arch enemy, a Samaritan, comes. He doesn't say, leave me alone. He takes the help. So if you want to define your neighbor, start from that position. You're lying, ready to die, physically or to sin, and someone helps you. Aren't they your neighbor? Isn't anyone who would help you your neighbor? So we have to change from that subjective point of view that I can pick out people's goodness or people's evil. I know what's in people's heart. Jesus tells us only God knows what's in people's hearts. If we want to be saved, my brothers and sisters, we have to give up this crazy notion that somehow we've got the knowledge of good and evil. We don't. Jesus comes and lives among the people and helps people, and everybody says, why is he helping them? They're terrible. They're sinners. He eats with sinners. See, Jesus didn't believe that you should try to read people's hearts. That was left for God. We're the ones who like that activity. We like that sport. I know you. I know you're good or bad. No, you don't. No one knows what's in another's heart. And only when we are in a position of needing help do we give up this crazy notion that we somehow can figure it all out. This gospel today says to us, will you give up the idea that you're God, that you've got it figured out, that you know what God's plan is? That's the beginning of the journey to salvation. That's where we have to start from. And then we answer the question, who is my neighbor, by asking ourselves, would I refuse help from anyone? If not, they are my neighbor.